This Week in the State Line is on the air. I'm Steve Summers. Rock Premier Tom McNamara joining us. First question, why the heck do you want to rappel off an 8-story building? Are you okay?
Steve, good to be with you again. And again, thank you so much for having me each week. Absolutely. So I would say my mother, my wife, and family are not really excited about me rappelling. But I got to say, I absolutely love Girl Scouts of Northern Illinois. They do so much good in our community to help inspire so many young women to be leaders in our city. And we need that. So if there's a way that I can help them raise some funds in doing it, I'm all for it.
So are people actually paying you, like a sponsor, to go down this Supply Corps building?
Steve, I'm a politician, so they're not paying me to do it. I just got to be very clear. They're contributing to watch me do it, and those contributions will go to the Girl Scouts.
Excellent. Yes. So how do we donate to the Girl Scouts in your honor?
Oh, look at that, Steve. Thank you. So you can go to my Facebook page and the Tom McNamara for Mayor Facebook page, and you can click on the link there and donate $1 all the way up to $1,000 if you'd like. And we actually had some folks donate $250. So my goal is to raise at least $1,000, and we're well on our way there now, and would encourage anyone, all those dollars go directly to the Girl Scouts, and they do great work.
Well, good luck. I know, I think that what, it's June 5th or something like that coming up, you're going to be rappelling. So,
truthfully, I'm trying to block the date out of my mind. Yes.
Wow.
It seems about right.
All right, so Monday, we start off this week with incredible news about fiber optics coming to Rockford. The city council approved it. I know you're excited about this. You really need to expand on it because a lot of us are like, well, we already have internet. So
absolutely. So just correct one thing that you said. So our committees approved it Monday. It goes to full council this coming Monday. Yeah. And this is an iFiber network throughout our city. So right now, we do have internet, but we don't have iFiber in most of the areas. iFiber will give you a stronger connection, a more stable connection, a much, much faster connection. And so what we are doing is we have a development agreement that a company called SiFi will put $200 million worth of fiber into our community. That'll run by every single business and every single resident in our city. It'll give everyone the opportunity to sign up with an internet service provider. You can keep your current provider, and we have many wonderful current providers, or you could go with a new provider. We have a number of hopes with this. One is help have some healthy competition here so we can help drive down the rates and save our residents and businesses some money on their internet. Two, we can attract new types of employment opportunities, more high-tech businesses, because fiber is really what is most sought after. I mean, it is like having the Cadillac of Cadillacs for internet connectivity. And three, we hope that it really brings an equitable distribution and drops down the cost, especially for those who are hardest hit in our community, so that they can have access to the internet. We learned, or what was illuminated through COVID, is that access to internet is a real challenge. And even if, you know, we have some great programs out there, and I got to give a huge shout out to Comcast. They've put out hotspots. They've also done the Internet Essentials program. But we need more competition out there, and I think it's a good thing. I think it, quite honestly, it'll be good for Comcast, and it'll be good for all of our residents.
Well, it takes a long time to go down every single street of this town and business thoroughfares. Ask the snowplow drivers. What's the timeline on this, if it does get approved, and when do we start?
Okay, so if it gets approved, let's say this Monday, in the contract, it has that the company has up to 2 years to get the financing for it, an additional 2 years after that to actually have all the fiber down. We believe it's just going to be a couple of months for them to get the financing. That's what all of the communities we've discussed have said. And we believe it will be about a two-year construction period. But the interesting thing is, once they move through one neighborhood, they're going to light that neighborhood up so that they're ready to go. So you, once you've been done, you don't have to wait till the last person's been done. So you'll see connectivity throughout that two-year construction. construction period.
Well, that's good news. And, of course, you'll keep us up to date on the fiber optic project, which sounds exciting.
Absolutely. Honestly, it's a game changer for our community, for our businesses, and our residents. We are really excited about it.
So 91 million Americans have already gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. The White House says that they're looking at about 260 million people by the end of May. Where do we stand in Winnebago County and your latest on the COVID-19 and vaccines?
Steve, that is a wonderful question. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I can tell you I believe it's now over 60,000 residents who have been at least one dose of the vaccine. And we are making great strides. It jumped up about 20,000, I believe, from just over 40,000 to now over 60,000 just over this past week. A couple of exciting things to note here. One is, we understand that the state wasn't able to provide us our allocation last week for those second shots. Caused such a kind of communication storm out there, people getting nervous, will they get their second shot? Well, we were able to get all of those doses, those 9,600 doses. Now the vast majority of those doses are in people's arms, which is great. The second thing was that we were able to expand some of the hours and at the vaccination site. We were also now able to do alternative vaccination sites, and you'll be hearing about a new one on Monday. And the one thing that's really exciting is I was able to partner with Walgreens, and we were able to bring 1,000 additional Johnson & Johnson vaccines into our community for a site that we're going to do on Sunday. I will mention none of these sites are walk-in at this time. They're all appointment only. So please, to everyone, please go on and sign up at WCHD.org. That's Winnebago County Health Department's website. Make sure that you're registered. I understand that many people have registered and they're like, hey, I haven't heard anything. You are in the queue. Don't worry. You're in the queue. We are working diligently to get to you.
Excellent. And I think news just came out in the past 24 hours or so about the Rockford Police Department and crime stats for the year so far. Obviously, you can see people being, you know, held down by the pandemic, starting to lose it a little bit, if you will. So you want to comment on that, or is there anything else you'd like to mention?
So obviously, we had a really horrible year, unacceptable year for crime last year. Unfortunately, we still have far too many guns and illegal guns out on the streets, too many people committing senseless violence. I mean, your heart just breaks when you hear of a 9- and 10-year-old getting shot due to no fault of their own. That's just not acceptable. That's not the community I grew up in. That's not the community I want. And that's certainly not the community our citizens deserve. I would tell the, our citizens we are doing everything we can from both fronts. One, the enforcement aspect, to ensure that we have enough officers, that we're supporting them with the equipment and technology that they need to do their job efficiently and effectively. But we're also working on the other end to ensure that our young people who have experienced trauma as a young child are getting the services they need so that when they grow up, they don't commit violence. We know our plan pre-pandemic was working. We've seen about a 15-16% reduction in violent crime since the end of 2016 to now. But we also know that where we're at today is not acceptable, and we have a lot of work, and we're working it every single day, and public safety is our number one priority.
Excellent. And as we get into, on a lighter note, St. Patrick's Day weekend with McNamara as your name, is there some Irish in your bloodstream there a little bit?
There's quite a bit of Irish in my blood. Really upset that we can't have the same regular fun parade going down State Street, but there will be two different vehicle parades going on. And so folks can get out and wave to the vehicles, participate in that parade, and just have a really enjoyable day. I'll be honest, I will be with my 3- and 5-year-old, probably not having the same St. Patrick's Day I did in my 20s, but we'll certainly have a lot of fun with my kids.
And with COVID, of course, everybody still stay diligent, wear the masks, and follow the guidelines. We're not out of the woods yet.
Absolutely, sir.
Well, thank you, Tom. Appreciate your time again today, and we look forward to our conversation again next week on This Week in the State Line.
Thank you, Steve.